I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A pizzeria employee in Manhattan is in critical condition after he was attacked last night by a customer's pit bull. Our Glenn Shuck following that story.
It was about 10 last night here at Roma Pizza. They were getting ready to close. Suddenly, they say a man with a pit bull, not on a leash, walked in looking for food. A 50-year-old employee told them to leave, and that's when the owner of the pit bull started punching the employee. And then the pit bull biting that employee to the point he was bleeding profusely, falling out into the sidewalk here on Fifth Avenue. I talked to the manager of Roma Pizza by phone.
A guy was on the floor, lost consciousness, he still kicked it and hit it.
Wait, so he was assaulting him as well as the dog biting?
Exactly. So the dog was biting his arm, the hand, around his jet area, and that guy was just punching him and kicking him.
Now, as for the employee, critical at Bellevue, the 35-year-old man who brought in the pit bull, he's in custody. The dog is being kept at the 13th Precinct as well. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at 20th and 5th.
And the NYPD is looking for the suspects in two violent incidents in the subways over the last 24 hours. In the latest incident, a 52-year-old man got into a dispute with another man on the uptown platform of the 96th Street 6th train station early this morning, when one man pulled a knife or some other sharp object and stabbed him in the neck and took off. Fortunately, that man survived and is recovering at Cornell Medical Center. That stabbing comes just hours after a 29-year-old man was slashed across the forearm during a dispute yesterday afternoon on a 4 train inside the City Hall station in Lower Manhattan. His attacker also made a run for it and has not been seen since. Anyone who knows anything about either of these incidents is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The NYPD has released new photos of the suspect in a cold case murder from 13 years ago. Investigators say the victim, 22-year-old Jamal Singleton, had gotten into an argument with the suspect in front of his girlfriend's home on Green Avenue in Stuyvesant Heights back in September of 2011. And that confrontation ended when the other man pulled a gun and shot Singleton in the back. Sadly, he died at the hospital a short time later. Anyone who has been holding on to any information about this shooting and is ready to speak up is also asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Winds News Time, 11:05. They're cleaning up in Stony Brook, Long Island, where Sunday night's bad storms left significant damage all over town.
This is heartbreaking for those who live around here.
It's a disaster. It's unbelievable.
They tell me about the happy memories at the pond at Harbor Road and Main Street in Stony Brook, where people came to fish and see the swans. Now people have tears in their eyes after the water is gone, along with the roadway swept away because of the floodwaters.
Boggles my mind.
So when you were here last, how long ago was it?
In June.
So when you were here in June, there was water here, there was a road.
Gorgeous. It's gorgeous, beautiful day. The swans are in there.
It will take years to reconstruct this area. Also in Stony Brook at the university, the dorms were flooded during the storm. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Stony Brook, Long Island.
County Executive Ed Romaine tells us the storms did between $50 and $60 million in damage in just Suffolk, and that there are still 7 people trapped in their homes because roads in the area have been washed away. And the hunt is on for an arsonist in the Bronx. Police say the suspect set fire to at least 6 vehicles and a porch late last night along Lawrence Avenue in the Soundview section. Sources tell 1010 Winds a man was seen running away from the scene carrying a gas can. And it wasn't just objects affected by the fire. The flames also left a 2-month-old suffering from smoke inhalation. That baby taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. The City Correction Department is investigating the death of a detainee on Rikers Island. Officials say the man, whose identity is being withheld until his or her family can be notified, died a little while after being rushed to Mount Sinai Hospital this morning after suffering some kind of medical distress. This is the 5th year a detainee in New York City jail facility so far, the 5th death of a detainee in a New York City jail facility so far this year. Well, City Councilwoman Gail Brewer says a recent survey out of her office found that many students on the Upper West Side live in shelters and don't have the means to do frequent loads of laundry. With that in mind, washers and dryers have just been delivered to 9 schools in the area to help make sure kids have clean clothes when they go to class. The washers and dryers were donated by an anonymous school in New Jersey and transported free of charge by the moving company Westside Movers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.